Rosa, yeah, that's before.
Juan DeFranco is...
Juan DeFranco is in jail somewhere.
Jesus.
yeah. So, and Isaac Paredes left. That happened also before, but nobody is a third. Who's on third?
I don't care.
That's nice. Yeah.
Right, so speaking of, we talked a lot about Israeli baseball. Let's talk a little bit, or a lot bit, about, because we have the season coming, Yoni, no more futzing around, we're talking about the big guys.
When we start the previews, that means we are 6 weeks away from first pitch.
Wow,
that's amazing. How is that, how does it work every season?
Every season.
Now, let's just say you are, to the great chagrin of your father, a Yankee fan.
Yes.
How did that came about? Isn't there like a fourth commandment, Kabedet Tavicha and his team, you know?
Yeah, I think there is.
Support your father, thy father's team?
Yeah, so I grew up in Farrell, New Jersey, like I said.
Yeah.
And around the corner from us, until I was about 5 years old, we had another family that moved to Beit Shemesh, actually, you know, 8 years before us, the Saffers, and they're big Yankee fans, and I would hang out at their house a lot, and I would hear my dad and my older brother talking about the Mets and whatnot, and I figured, you know, when I was that age and that mentality, like, I needed something to, like, be not the same as my family. I was thinking, like, how can I be different?
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I could be a Yankee fan.
Wow, this is so amazing.
Good seasons.
I mean, I went
some real. It was the best decision I've probably, the second best decision besides my wife.
Oh, that's nice. Happy Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Happy Valentine's Day, Sam.
I mean, that's like the second time somebody remembered his wife second after baseball.
Because you make these big statements, and then if someone quotes you, it's like going to be awkward in the future.
You were in the Subway Series. You went to the Subway Series. You and your father, you sat there holding each other's throats and squeezing the life out of it.
Yeah.
And eventually you squeezed harder.
Yeah, I squeezed a little bit harder. We were there personally.
His father wanted to tell us the story. Game 5, Shea Stadium.
Yeah.
The Yankees has just violated the sacred ground of every Mets fan. Won the World Series in Shea Stadium in five games.
Yeah.
Mets fans are basically making, they're already out. I mean, they're already out of the stain.
Yeah.
They're already on the 7th line going home.
Yeah.
Your father is still there.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I mean, my dad also will obviously never forget this moment, but...
yeah, for other reasons.
Maybe the first time in my life where, like, I made my dad do something, I remember telling him, like, you know, hold off one second. Like, I wanted to kind of take that in, just watch the celebration on the field. little did I know that would be... You know, the second to last time the Yankees won the World Series in the last 25 years, which is crazy.
Who would have thought?
Which is absolutely insane at the time. That was their fourth World Series in 5 years. Four and 5 years. And then also, obviously, as you guys know, in upcoming years, they were in the World Series right around it.
If you look at the Yankees history, you should have thought it might happen.
It might happen. That's kind of how it works. You win a lot and then...
The 96.
Yeah, it's true. That team kept on. Yeah. You're right. That team kept on punching cards in the World Series.
They were competitive in the playoffs every year.
They were 2001, 2003. They 2004.
Yeah.
And that was like the idea that okay, they will get there every year and they will win it eventually.
And you know, and why did they get there every year? Because they used to build lineups very differently than they build them today. They used to think about, okay, we need this amount of power hitters, this type of speed,
lefty.
Lefties, righties, strong bullpens. That's what wins games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Yankees, they also had
a cadre of amazing. They had a generation of players. They were both a generation of players and generational players.
Yeah.
I mean,
but they were never the best players in the league. That's my point.
No,
Jeter was never looked at as a top five MLB player. No. You know, maybe in his prime, a year or two,
he had that.
A-Rod, but that was also later on. A-Rod didn't win anything with them. You know,
they were just a bunch of very good players.
Very good players that did their job. No good defensive players. Scott Brosius, Tino Martinez, Chuck Knobloch, David Bernie. Justice. Bernie, Bernie was the closest to a star, maybe.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Paul O'Neill.
Posada, Girardi is a backup catcher.
Even the players they brought in, like Cone and Wells, I mean, they were good, but they were not the romantic. I mean, Clemens was the only major guy.
And they had a bunch of veterans. When you had Daryl Strawberry and Chili Davis.
I mean, when you're the best player in your team, the one player who is the best in the world is your closer.
Mm-hmm.
That says something. Yeah. I mean, they never had the Barry Bonds. They didn't have the whatever Jim Tomies or the Wolves or the players like that.
Yeah.
So
when they started bringing those,
they started losing.
Now the big question is. Yeah. We have a new season, and that team just made it to the World Series. Will lightning strikes twice? Yoni, tell us about...
Okay, let's talk about what happened.
The New York Yankees. Let's start...
we finished last season 94-68. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you said finished last season 2024. I'm like, what, 68?
94-68, first place, lost the World Series.
Just 94?
Yeah.
Yeah, in five games. That's okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Who came back? The new guys. We have Max Fried.
Which is our biggest pickup, in my opinion.
I think so. We have Devin Williams.
Yeah. The Mike Fried is the reason.
Who just shaved. He looks different guy.
By the way, he looks very different. Yeah. By the way, Max Fried.
Yeah.
This is a good story. In 2009, I was in Maccabi.
Mm-hmm.
I played against Max Fried on Sport Tech right around the corner.
Wow.
I started doing the broadcasting in the last Maccabi, which was a disaster, but next time we're gonna bring in the heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting next to Chaim Katz, and I was like, yeah, oh, that's fun. And he said, yeah, but you realize one of those people may be the next Max Fried. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, get out of here. So, he played here. Not here in Baptist Village or whatever.
He played right here in Tel Aviv. Sport Tech.
Oh, right.
09, exactly.
Yeah.
We had Max Fried in Israel.
Max Fried was right around the corner.
Nobody knew it.
I remember the owner of Dodgers were there. Jenny Buss.
There was a whole scandal with her security guard also.
It was a bit also, speaking of Israeli baseball, all those kids from the UAE are like committed to a division. Division One colleges, and we're like committed to maybe not being in the infantry or the
being in paratrooper.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have Max Fried, we have Devin Williams.
You do.
We have Paul Goldschmidt.
That's interesting.
And Cody Bellinger.
Yeah,
that's the new guys. Yeah. That's the new guys. Who left?
Good.
Anthony Rizzo.
He didn't sign anyway.
He's not going to play with the Yankees.
Yeah, we won't miss him too much. In my opinion,
I miss him as a guy.
Amazing personality.
Yeah.
No, amazing I miss him as a player. I mean, he was 2 years ago.
Before the neck thing.
2 years ago.
It sucks for him.
Amazing how those things. I mean, I'm not an athlete, but the idea that 2 years ago he was probably the best first baseman, defense, offense,
top three at least.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, 2 years went by, the age, the injury, everything else, and all of a sudden he's an afterthought.
And he doesn't look as good defensively also.
I don't know if
you remember the play when we were up 5-0, bases loaded, 2 outs in the fifth inning, game five.
I don't know if
he doesn't cover fucking first base.
Oh, we saw him at the Cubs. I remember playing against the Cubs, and there's a bunt situation, and the ceremony, Anthony Rizzo goes for the...
He's moving in like...
Yeah, exactly, he goes to like 10 feet from his
nose. Field with first baseman
switch the glove.
Yeah, you can't use the first baseman glove if you're not next to first base. So when he comes to the mound, you have to switch gloves. So he's like going to the dugout and he getting the new glove, and it's a ceremony.
That's
and
so
everybody
cool.
knows it's a ceremony, but it means to the but it tells to the batter, listen, you can bunt.
Yeah.
It won't do you any good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so Rizzo is out. Alex Verdugo is still a free agent.
He is
not coming back. Yeah.
He is?
Yeah. Gleyber Torres moved up.
Tigers.
Juan Soto moved to your team.
Moved up. Yeah.
Jose Trevino left. I don't know
where he's left somewhere.
Yeah. 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 Nestor Cortez traded.
Yeah.
Clay Holmes is your starter now.
It is.
Clay Holmes is a good one for the Mets, by the way. Yeah. I like that for them.
Tommy Kenley left. That's pretty much the most important stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Another, what's one position that we didn't take care of?
Third base?
Either third or second.
So right now we have DJ LeMahieu, I believe, penciled in at third base.
Oh, still there.
Which is a joke to me, the fact that the Yankees still put faith in him.
Yeah.
And I'm happy we got rid of we got rid of Glaber, by the way, because every year it's the same story. It's he can be the best second baseman in the MLB, and then he turns out to being a very below average second baseman.
Cashman saying that when they brought in Chisholm, they wanted Glaber to move to third and Chisholm to play second, and Glaber didn't want to do it.
Listen,
Glaber cares about Glaber. Glaber doesn't care about the team.
Who asks you?
He doesn't care about the team.
Listen,
you could tell, by the way.
I actually think, and I'm probably alone in that, but as somebody who saw Chisholm for a few years now, nobody in Miami knew what to do with him. They put him on second, they put him on center, they put him, all of a sudden he comes to it. Now he's not a natural third baseman.
Never played there.
Yeah, he's not, so he doesn't know how to where to position himself, but fielding wise, you know, the coming to the ball, top throwing the ball, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, he was a third baseman all along. Nobody knew it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the having to prove himself.
He's gonna move to second now.
He'll move to second.
On the other hand, you have the issue like with Javi Baez, who came to the Mets for 2 months and all of a sudden started taking pitches and being second baseman and doing a lot of things he didn't do in the Cubs. And then he went and signed a huge contract in the Tigers.
And now he's the worst player in baseball.
Yeah, and then that's the moment I said the players will go. I said start calling the Tigers a metaphor, because you know I said players will do a good couple of years and then go sign for the Tigers as a metaphor. You know, a huge contract in a small team and beyond nothing. Yeah, go to sleep and then go home and make lots of.
So they don't have a really third baseman. The Nolan Arenado stuff is still out there.
If Chisholm is for real and he started training as a third baseman,
he's gonna play second.
He's gonna play second. That's what they have, because they got rid of Glaber. So that's the immediate hope.
I really think he's not good at the second baseman. I think he's much better.
Look, I think he's an upgrade from Glaber, if you ask me. Because Glaber, he'll make a lot of plays that he shouldn't make, but he'll also miss a lot of average plays.
You can see that what they thought is we have to have a better defensive team.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Yeah. And I think that Marcus Stroman last season, the ERA was much higher because he didn't have a defense.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Now you have Goldschmidt at first. You have Chisholm at second.
Yeah.
You have Volpe at
short. Volpe is a solid choice.
You have maybe Cabrera or, I don't know, maybe Arenado at third.
Yeah.
You have
an outfield that could actually play.
You have Bellinger at the outfield, much better than Soto as
center,
a defensive player.
Much better as a defensive player.
So the offense is less. We have less offense.
I would say it's about even on offense, because you're adding Bellinger and Goldschmidt, right, which replace Verdugo, you know, in the lineup.
Torres. Offensively was okay.
Torres offensively, second half of the season especially, was pretty good. But like, I don't trust him like on a year-to-year basis to come ready to camp and ready to play as a competitor. So I'd rather have someone who's a little bit worse but comes to shows up to play every single game and plays defense. And then with Verdugo, obviously a huge disappointment last year. He kind of redeemed himself a little bit in the playoffs, like had some big hits
like
and some plays.
All the way.
I don't understand why the Yankees kept on trusting him.
You can see he's still a free agent.
It's the classic Josh Donaldson, Alex Verdugo, these guys that the Yankees consistently bring in on a year-to-year basis, and they're like, they used to be good. Five years ago, they were MVP.
Yeah.
Like, we're just waiting him to come out of his show and be good. But, like, it never fucking happens. You don't get guys who, after 3 years removed from their prime, come back to playing baseball, and all of a sudden, they go back to being in their prime. Like,
so Goldschmidt?
Exactly.
Goldschmidt.
It's a year, two seasons.
Exactly.
Away.
So Goldschmidt, I'm expecting him to be a little bit worse than he was last year. Why would I expect any better?
That's not good.
It's not great. It's not great. It's not great. He's on the downward slope. There's no two ways about it.
Ever since he took the MVP, he's like on a...
That's 2021?
I think 2022.
Okay.
But 2023 was like, he was half the player, which is good.
Because he was still good.
Half an MVP is still good.
Yeah.
1 year later, half the player.
Yeah.
this year you're gonna have a very result 2.0.
Sometimes when you change places, you know, you
yes, become better. Yeah. Not at the age of 30, whatever, eight.
Like, well, Matt Holliday a few years ago for the Yankees,
yeah, he had like he a came. Half a season. This,
he had like 2 months that were incredible.
Soriano always like this.
Soriano came back. That's a good call. Also, when he came back,
the big issue, and I said it when Soto signed, when Soto was transferred to the Yankees, I said all of a sudden this very good lineup makes sense. All of a sudden, everything fits.
Yeah.
Soto is out, Bellinger is in. Mm-hmm. Does Bellinger do for the, and once again,
not offensive.
Without yeah, not Soto, as much. Not as much.
Without Soto, sure. Let's just say no World Series. Let's just put it
last season.
Yeah. Last season,
no World Series,
no playoffs.
Maybe no playoffs.
You need to go to the playoffs to win the World Series.
Yeah but you don't get to the playoffs.
We probably would have had 85, 86 wins without Soto.
The Yankees offense is one guy team. Is Judge brings in numbers which are ridiculous. I mean, you look at what he does, and I'm like, if I was running MLB The Show with a player like that, I would call EA Sports and say, guys, you have bugs in your game. Nobody can be that good. Yeah. He brings in numbers. I mean, I'm like, especially in the last 3 years when they did the 62 home runs, and the 2 years afterwards, he's ridiculously good all around the thing. He's not good in clutch, he's not good in thing, but he's good. He's the only one.
Yeah.
And Soto was the
he's
one
the best
thing that
regular
balanced.
Player ever.
Yeah, and Soto balanced the team in a way that pushed them all the way to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, can Bellinger do the same thing? Because if
it's
he can't,
it's not the same. They're moving other direction.
You right, can't, but,
you they're not going to ask him to do the same thing.
You can't replace Soto. You can't do
fine,
it.
No,
nobody will.
Yeah. Does bring
so you say, okay.
Okay, never.
No, we're not going to have the same offense.
Of
we're going to have a
better defense and a better bullpen.
So we're
going to
win games the other way.
All right.
You have a closer, which we didn't have for 3 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Since Chapman was good, I remember was that.
Yeah.
So have a closer. The rotation,
2015 probably.
The rotation is great. Mm-hmm. I think so.
The rotation is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You have Garrett Cole. You have Rodon. You have Luis Gil, the rookie of this season.
Yeah.
You
Clark Schmidt was great. Who's solid, really solid.
And Max Fried.
And Stroman as a six.
Is,
yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
Stroman didn't show up for the spring training.
He unfollowed
the Yankees.
So he didn't get any playing time in the playoffs. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing is, they tried to trade him for Renato.
They still know that
he's not there.
I don't think he's going to be in the roster starting.
He knows
the first guy who tells them,
listen, take this player for Stroman. Stroman is already on the plane. He knows that for sure.
Yeah. But we have Luis Gil also, who's a rookie last year, potentially could be a really high end starter in baseball.
Again, I'm thinking that defense is good, bullpen is good, everything is good. If the lineup doesn't have some sort of balance, Bellinger, Goldschmidt, Judge, Stanton, whomever,
Chisholm.
Yeah.
If that thing doesn't tick the way it did,
Volpe is a big.
I don't know about Volpe. I mean, I'm not a Yankee fan.
I don't either.
We're still waiting for the jump. You know,
we're hoping
Volpe is good. I think is better than people give him credit because people think about him as the next Jeter, which he's
not.
He's not
going to be. He's not.
But I think he's good. But I think he's good as a number 6-7. I don't think he's good as a number 1-2.
100%. He's a
piece. So I'm thinking if Bellinger can bat. Mm-hmm. Before Judge or just after Judge, between Judge and Stanton or before Judge.
Yeah.
And Goldschmidt can bat like between...
I don't know, if he can bat after Stanton,
and you have this and Chisholm is somewhere in the middle and you have...
Yeah, I think it's going to be like Chisholm, Bellinger, Judge...
Doesn't matter. The point is... If
Goldschmidt, Stanton, something like that.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is if you can have those people, you know... Ticking and humming and making life miserable for the other side, then it's going to be a great team. If you don't, then you will win games based on rotation and defense and bullpen and all that. But it's going to be very hard in the close games. It's going to be hard when, you know, the slump comes, which it always comes. Yeah. So I'm thinking the Yankees are not a good team this year as they were last year. That's my opinion.
Okay.
So I'm not saying they will not be in the playoffs. I'm not saying they will not go far because they still...
Next team, we're going to talk about Baltimore and it's going to revolve together because I think we're going to have a three-head team. I think
Just before we moved there, they won 96 games. Uh-huh. I don't think they will make it this year, but I still think
94. We went 94.
94. Yeah. I'm thinking 90 plus, but and I'm thinking still probably first place in the division based on the other
first to third with I think first to third mm-hmm. with Boston and Toronto. And Toronto. That's why.
Yeah, obviously. But
Baltimore's not going to be.
I think Baltimore's
not
going to be. I think Baltimore. No. Baltimore could end up being the 5 seed in that division. They can end up being the 1 seed. It really depends on their young players.
All right. So let's move to Baltimore.
Yeah, let's move to Baltimore. Yeah. Right. Baltimore lost. Okay. Let's start with last season. They mm-hmm. won 91 games. 91-71. Mm-hmm. They lost to the Kansas City Royals 2-0 in the divisions. Mm-hmm. The wild card. Sorry.
Yeah.
The wild card. They're not in the division. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They lost 2 huge players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they lost Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
They lost Anthony Santander.
Yeah.
They brought a bunch of players who are not great players.
Yeah.
No one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I think that even more than losing those players, I think, and we spoke about it before the offseason, mm-hmm. the new management mm-hmm. needs to make a statement. What they did with those signings or non-signings, they told them, listen, 90 plus games in a season and not making in anything.
2 seasons in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they told them, mm-hmm. listen, 90 games plus, 90 to 100 in the season, not making, losing in a sweep in the offseason.
We're good with that.
Yeah. We're good with that.
Oh, you think mm-hmm. so?
Yeah, that's what they told them.
I thought something else.
What did they do?
You came twice to the postseason. You didn't win one game.
Yeah,
change it. We're out.
This isn't the
team. We're out. Yeah. We're out because you didn't bring anybody. You lost 2 big players.
So what did they tell?
They didn't switch with other 2 players.
Right. I think they're thinking.
Then we're good with what.
I think Baltimore right now is thinking more like next 3 to 5 years. Like that's their window to complete.
Because Rutschman is going to be a free agent in 3 years.
Exactly, and Jackson's going to start putting together some numbers. Like
great farm guys, they still have great prospects.
Yeah.
They will be there at 90, but they will never do anything else because the ownership just told them, "Listen, what happened the last 2 years is good enough for us."
Who's going to hit the 40 home run Santander did? Who?
I think
Tyler O'Neill.
Well, Tyler O'Neill is a good addition. He's a good addition, actually. He's their best addition. He's going to be in the middle of their lineup. He'll produce. He's a vet.
Dylan Carlston.
They're going to have a good team. Yeah. Listen, we didn't know who Gunnar Henderson was 2 years ago. Now we know.
Yeah, but you can't find those from nowhere every season.
They do.
But you can't count on that. Come on.
No, they can't. But that's what I'm saying. They're not.
Brought in Gary Sanchez.
Listen, they're not going to be. Gary Sanchez is going to be replacing at
the replacing the hot dog stands.
Is he starting right now?
No, the catcher. But that's the point. You're saying they told them, okay, we don't care if you lose.
James McCann left, so he's instead of James McCann.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that they were told, listen, you can lose the season, we don't care. I don't think.
I think they gave up.
But they never, that's the point. I mean, we're saying the same thing. But
They brought in Corbin Burns last offseason, right? What's the move they did this offseason?
They didn't. Nothing. But that's the point.
They lost 2 players, they didn't bring anybody.
Yeah. Listen, we're both saying they gave up. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're all saying they gave up. But the point is, I'm saying they still have enough material to still win 90 games a season. That's what I think.
I don't think so.
Maybe if you aim to win 90 games a season, you will win 80. If you aim to win 85 games a season as the Mets did last season, you may get there, but it's going to be a hard...
The best new player they got is Felix Bautista. Mm-hmm. Who just came back from injury?
They still have an insane.
In my opinion, you have 5 teams in the AL East. Obviously, you have the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Blue Jays. That, in my opinion, mm-hmm. have strong rosters coming into this year, and you mm-hmm. expect them to compete for that mm-hmm. at that 90 game level, or at least approach those 90 game levels.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Rays, who have gotten significantly worse, in my opinion,
right.
and last year, like already, the Rays aren't trending in the right direction these days.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Baltimore, and Baltimore, in my opinion, is by far the biggest wild card in the division.
Yeah, okay.
They could end up being the 5 seed and win 50 games this year. They could also end up being the first seed and win 95.
In the past four or five years, we've seen constantly that the AL East winning 80 games, well, winning 85 games gets you bupkis everyone there is winning 90. Mm-hmm. You need to win 100 to get second, maybe, on some seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying Baltimore is going to go to the playoffs, because winning 90 games may not get them a playoff spot. If the Yankees win, 98 and Boston wins 95, then they will not win anything.
Well, they'll still have a wild card.
But yeah. I still think they have enough material there.
They're going to be a 500 team.
And I don't think so.
And think at the end of July, they're going to lose some, like,
That's the thing. 500 team is 83 games, 82 games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm saying, okay, five more games and they're 87.
That's baseball.
I think they still have enough good players to get those extra seven games.
Who's going to win Corbin Burns games? Who?
Dude, it's not like Corbin Burns won 30. Listen,
he was their best pitcher.
By far.
Yeah, yeah. But they won 100 games without him. It's not... They have good material.
They won 91.
Hmm?
91.
Without him.
Ah, with him.
Without him. The year before that...
The year before, other things happened, you know.
Without
two Gunnar seasons ago.
Gunnar Henderson was not there. Corbin Burns was not there. Or maybe
it's another
team.
It's another league. It's not the same.
Yeah, but that's pitching. The point. They can win. They're going to win. We all agree they're going to win 83 games. Let's just say that.
Around.
The only question is whether
what's
they
gonna
can...
going to be the other 10 games?
Exactly. Yeah. I think they can win at least 5 to 7 games. Maybe a bit more. And
another problem they have, Boston is a better team now.
Yeah, but that's
all the division's
problem.
Yeah, but that's
across the board. So Boston is going to win against Baltimore, against the Yankees. I mean, it's like the AL Central. The White Sox lost to everyone, so all of a sudden the Royals and the Guardians and everyone is the playoff. The Tigers are a playoff.
So let's move on to Boston. Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
They finished third, right up 500 team.
Right.
81 wins,
mm-hmm.
No playoffs.
Yeah.
who came? They have Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
With
a big one
trade.
Sure. Yeah.
They have Walker Buehler.
Also a big
hopefully
one.
Hopefully a healthy guy.
Who knows? That was the big unknown. The guy, I think, threw a complete season in these past 4 years or something.
If he's healthy, he's a great piece. If he's available in the playoffs, he's a great piece.
He's one of the greats.
Mm-hmm. And just like Felix Bautista, they have Lucas Giolito coming back. Mm-hmm. He didn't play one game with them last season, and he should be healthy for this season. Breaking news, Alex Bregman.
Yeah, which...
That's a big thing.
Betrayal.
It is, especially the way they got him. What happened there?
It's conflicting, because Alex Bregman is an Astro, a Red Sox, you know, my two, obviously, most hated teams.
All right, most hated teams, right?
And he's a Jew. So
and
like,
he's a Jew, and you're saying...
I don't know how to approach him. And there's talk now that he might be playing next year for Team Israel. I'm like, I don't think
then,
I could...
Until then,
I fucking hate the guy, but like...
No, that's the thing.
We'll reassess.
We all have that. I mean, I always laugh that Jock Peterson could go play for the Phillies when he will score and have a home run, and I'm like, good, get ready for the WBC.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's try getting that home run back some other way.
You know, when Yossi Abuxis was playing in national team, I was
tough time. Well, that's a different thing. I mean, beggars can be choosers. I mean, when he hit three home runs with the Giants against the Mets, and I'm like, yay, but why?
Yeah. Why did it have to come?
Yeah, exactly.
Against the Mets?
So
it's a
hard thing to have, but I mean, when we do have them, it's fun. When we do have the Dean Kramers and the Jock Petersons and
amazing.
The Alex Bregmans playing for
Max Fried,
Max Fried,
for sure.
That's amazing. Yeah. Then you have to face them in the regular season.
You know who's their closer?
The Red Sox.
A new one.
Who is it?
Chapman.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Brought in Chapman.
So there goes the third. There goes the winning season.
Yeah.
It's not a closing.
Yeah, I think that's their problem. A closing thing.
Yeah.
The
back of their bullpen.
Yeah, the back end of the bullpen. Yeah.
I don't think it will. I don't think it will close.
They lost Jensen, which is also a...
It's a loss.
They didn't lose a closer. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They lost Jensen Tyler O'Neill also?
Yeah.
They lost Tyler O'Neill.
Paxton left.
Paxton. Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
Chris Martin, Nick Pervetta.
They got better.
Johnson, I think
they got better.
They have a very good lineup.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
Bregman is a big question. He started the season bad. He improved. He's not going to be a third baseman, obviously.
He's going to play second, I think.
He's playing second.
Devers is going to be a third.
Yeah.
Trevor Story short.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's not a bad infield.
It's
not bad.
It sounds nice on paper. Papers tend not to win games.
Yeah.
they have the still the weirdest baseball field in the
still
well, the, probably the only really weird baseball field still in existence. So defense is always going to be tricky, and I mean it's always weird things. I mean they there's a thing that when you get a double to left, because left field is so close, they don't tend to throw. Because they assume the player, the runner would stop on third.
Stop it. Yeah.
So players who played against them, sometimes they're told, move, move, move. They're not going to throw. Mm-hmm. It's like, but it's 2 feet away. Yeah, yeah, but they think you're going to stop. Move away. Yeah. Think, so it's weird playing there.
Yeah,
I think they saw Alex Bregman's number at Fenway. That's another reason they really wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
He has like OPS of one. Of 1,240
playing against the Red Sox.
Yeah, playing in Fenway.
That can mean a lot. And
it can mean a lot. It can mean nothing.
A great place for a righty to play.
That's the thing. But I'm saying the Red Sox is really weird because they are like the reverse Rays. The Rays do everything by the book, the analytics. The Red Sox have still things happen there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Players get better there, or they get worse there.
Yeah.
I think they have
a big two questions. First of all, Duran came after a big season. Yeah. Can he make it again?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor Story, you know, he's like two or three seasons away from his good season.
From his best season,
And if they don't have a good, if Walker Buehler is not playing good, they just blew a lot of stuff on it. They have a hole in the rotation. Yeah. He's supposed to be, if not number one, number two.
No, they have Crochet, they have Giolito, they have Buehler, they have Carter Crawford. They have a good rotation. Mm-hmm.
Everything is
on paper.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. That's a lot of
a lot of question marks.
A lot of question marks because it's not like Fried and Cole and whatever that you have proof that they can play a full season and win. Mm-hmm. Those a lot of people who either did not play or did not play a full season or are not proven. I mean,
which roster is better, theirs or Baltimore's?
Which what?
Which roster is better, theirs or Baltimore's?
For win now, I would say the Red Sox.
I say they have a better rotation. I still think they have good. I don't.
And lineup 1-9. I would say the Red Sox have more dangerous lineup.
I think the player. Well, I'm thinking the players. Baltimore's player will get them in. They have proven record in regular season close games and winning stuff. They can get that extra again. Those extra 5 to 10 games that. You may win, you may lose.
Yeah,
I don't know if the Red Sox teams is unproven. I can tell you. I would be happy to for you guys if they fail.
Yeah,
I would be indifferent if they win because I don't care about them one way or the other.
Yeah,
to me it's gonna be a toss up. I'm still thinking they can. I'm still taking 500. I'm really can't see them.
I'm waiting for a first game Chapman has to close at the stadium against us.
That
would be fun.
That would be very cool. Unless, who's that coach? Cora? Unless Cora comes and says, he's our closer, I don't think he's closing. Jensen did not close. I mean,
he had 27 saves
last season?
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought he was removed to a setup position or something
In November.
That. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chapman is an excellent setup. He sets up a great drama after he blows after he blows the lead.
After he walks through batters.
Even if he comes as the closer, he's still the setup because when he moves away,
the game is gone.
Yeah. I'm happy that Chapman is their new closer.
I don't remember who we joked about that the one benefit the other team has that Chapman is on the other team. Yeah. I think the Royals, he was in the Royals.
Yeah, it might be.
The great thing that the other team has is Chapman is in the Royals. Yeah. It's a joke. It's 100. He tossed in 105, but it's a joke.
Okay, Blue Jays.
You have to tell me. I have no idea.
Okay, they last. They finished last.
Yeah, yeah.
74-88.
That's in Josh league. They would have been relegated. And everybody would have been very happy.
That's a nice off season.
Yeah, great off season.
Yeah,
Santander.
They brought Santander. They bought Andrés Giménez.
Yeah,
from Cleveland.
Big one. Great move.
Miles Straw is a great defensive player with no offense.
No offense at all. He can run the bases, but that's it.
Maybe, yeah.
And they did not trade Bobby Shett.
They did not trade Bobby Shett, and they brought a young starter named Max Scherzer.
Yeah, yeah, he's
his future is ahead of him.
Yeah. All of his future, all of his three months of future ahead of him.
Listen, all joking aside, Boston, Blue Jays, Toronto is really a good example of somebody who says, listen, I will try whatever, because they you look at what they make towards what they expand, and it's basically the same, which means they're losing money because they make money in Canadian dollars and they spend it in American dollars, which means they're basically losing a lot of money, that whomever is owning them.
Yeah.
And they have a very beautiful ballpark as long as you look up. When you look down, it's good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's kind of what the team that everybody likes to... They're a very nice team, like Baltimore used to be.
Yeah.
They have those great young players who goes nowhere, but everybody knows a great talent.
Yeah,
and exactly.
They have a great rotation.
Yeah,
Jose Barrios, Kevin Gausman, Chris Bassett, maybe Alec Manoah, I don't know.
You know, I keep feeling they're
solid.
They have great players and they have great talent.
Their lineup
and they
is
have
great.
Golden Youngs. And I feel like we had this discussion last year, and I think we had it the year before,
uh-huh.
and probably the year before that. And the year before that, we didn't have a podcast. So every year we say they have great, good rotation, they have great young players,
yeah.
they have good defense, they have nice offense, and every year they go nowhere.
I think the big question is Bichette. He had a very bad season last season.
Yeah.
He has to bounce back.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, this is that's his career on the
yeah.
line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is
free agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's also a shortstop. You know, like he got to play his position a lot mm-hmm. better. He's not a good defensive shortstop, and if he wants to get big money this year, like he's gonna have to play.
He was for a moment season. Looking like the next, I don't know, big 5-tool player, offense, defense.
Yeah, like a Troy Tulowitzki type.
Yeah,
of,
that Carl Ripken magic. Well, it's shorter, but. Jeter, Carl Ripken, you know, the leader, the guy who puts in the hit, who puts in the home run, who throws the players and everything.
Yeah.
And he's not there. He's absolutely not there.
He's gone backwards, I would say.
He's gone backwards. He needs a haircut. He needs to grow up a beard. Honestly, I'm serious. He needs to put his head... I mean, if he would have been traded to something like the Pirates or whatever, sorry, Pirate fans... maybe that would have been the greatest thing that happened to him, because he realized that the next from here it's AAA in Korea or whatever.
Like Torres.
So, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He needed that. Maybe we'll get it in free agency, or maybe he will bounce back. I don't know.
That's the beauty of baseball to me, though. Is like you could come in as like this top prospect. You have all the tools. You have everything, and then it just doesn't work on an MLB level.
And
you'll have the opposite also, where you'll have players that come in. And it's like nothing really excites me about this guy, and then comes into the MLB and he bats 300.
20 years later, and the guy's have a career.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I mean, and you have the and I think the big problem is that Vlad is. He is good without putting any effort, because mm-hmm. he's really good. So he can just wake up like half an hour before, come to the baseball, do a bit in the cage, come hit two home runs,
easy.
Win the game.
Yeah.
And everybody in that team looks at him and said, well, I can oversleep as well. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been oversleeping for my whole life and it's easy.
Yeah, it's only
but
the 1% that can do that.
You have
to
be Vlad Guerrero to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that if that team, like in 2 years when those players move away, they may have a good, a better chance of thing, because to me it feels like then they're still not going anywhere.
Yeah, it could be a culture problem also.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they have a managerial problem also.
I mean, maybe
I
the
fact Joe Schneider is mm-hmm. not a good manager.
Yeah, and being
not
in Canada,
getting the best of them.
Being the only team in Canada, the fans are just grateful that you're still there and have not moved to Nashville or whatever.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It's kind of, it feels, and I'm really, I really think baseball should be more Canadian. It has
there's no reason not to.
Yeah, I mean, you have like 20 million people in Canada. Mm-hmm. They can come.
Yeah, you have a bunch of great Canadian baseball players, right?
Yeah.
Like the talent's obviously there, and the market you would think is there in you know, maybe not in Montreal, but like they've tried, but in Vancouver.
I think the problem is the media markets. The fans will be there.
Yeah.
The 10,000, 20,000, but the media market is the issue, and Canadian media is probably not as spending. Spend the big bucks like some American.
Tampa Bay.
Wait a minute. What is your expectation?
I think they're gonna be better.
I think they're gonna be the same.
I'm gonna guess that they're gonna be the third seed behind Yankees and the Red Sox. That's my guess.
After they won 70, you think they're gonna win 74 games again, like pretty much like that?
I
think
they're gonna last place. I don't know about last place, but they're gonna be fourth.
They're not gonna contend.
No. I disagree. I think they're gonna be, and it's gonna be another lost season.
I'm saying 85. That's my guess, and they'll contend.
Oh, that's a good one.
They'll contend for the playoffs. I don't know if they'll make it, but they'll be up there.
That's my guess. I mean, would be happy to be proven wrong.
Okay, Tampa Bay.
Never bet against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's true. That even though true. Last season,
I don't care.
Okay,
they're just very well-run organization.
Would have been a good season. It was a bad season. Again, never bet against them. If I say they're good, then bad. If I say they're bad, they're good. I never bet against
them. They're the best-run organization in baseball.
Yeah,
they're amazing. 15 years,
they do everything right.
Yeah,
and it's the decay. And we keep saying that. Everybody knows first pitch, 0-0 over the plate. Mm-hmm. Don't just say that.
Yeah, exactly.
They basically, if you don't do it, you might go down to the if you do it, you go down to the minor leagues. But they do everything by the book, and that's the only way they can survive. Yeah. This year, by the way, no home field. Whatever home ground.
Home field advantage for the Yankees. Yeah.
I mean, bringing a half empty stadium to the playoffs was the moment you realize that team. I mean,
it's got to go.
Yeah,
most fans there was 2020.
You don't have a team in Montreal.
The COVID season.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Crazy. You don't have a team in Montreal, but you do have that thing. That team. It's so amazing.
But like not in Montreal, let's say, like you said before, Nashville, right? Yeah. Like there's a bunch of cities in the U.S. or Vegas.
Yeah,
going to play one at some point.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much area in the U.S. that there's no baseball team.
There's going to be an expansion. Mm-hmm. I would have loved it to be Oakland and Montreal. In reality, it's going to be, I don't know, Nashville and...
Nashville and then maybe like...
Jacksonville or something like that.
I hope they stay away from Florida.
Yeah.
Because Florida is not a good baseball place.
Orlando.
Oh my God, Orlando.
Read my...
Three teams in Florida?
See, Orlando at least...
Mark my words. I'm saying there's two things I'm going to say here. It's going to be Nashville and Orlando, and we may not get a 2026 season. But that's...
What do you mean by May? You already said it's not going to be a season. Now you say May? You said that's the last season.
Well, that's what he said. No, I'm saying that it's probably not going to... it's not going to open for sure. It may not end even.
Austin might get a baseball team at some point also. Austin, Texas.
Another team in Texas.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, but is there a baseball? It's like Portland. Austin is like Portland. I mean, they have a basketball team.
It's like the Texas version of Portland, maybe, but like you still have, I would say, more baseball people there.
I don't know. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how much.
It's a fast-growing city. It's similar to Nashville, right? Big, growing city that like I could see a baseball team being there somewhere.
Tennessee has more sports culture.
Yeah. Or Charlotte, North Carolina also.
Yeah, exactly. So you still have this sports culture.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, but Nashville is a shoo-in. I mean, they got a football team. Yeah. They got everything.
Nashville's
so
easy.
Yeah. Nashville is... And Orlando, I'm just saying, it's going to be Orlando, Austin.
Okay, let's get back to today.
Tampa Bay.
So they didn't do anything. Okay, what's new?
Mm-hmm.
Who did they lose?
They bring in Ha Sung Kim.
Who's injured, right?
Yeah, he's injured. They should be ready in May.
They have like one every season. They get one guy.
Yeah, that's the one. No, they brought Danny Jansen. And they have a new guy that came from Tanijan, which is Shane McClanahan, which was a great pitcher before.
McClanahan
was
good.
Yeah. The question is really coming good. Back. Yeah, they left Jose Siri left and Jesse Springs.
Went to Mets
and some kind of relievers nobody knows.
Alvarez Arena left.
That's before.
Juan DeFranco is
in jail somewhere.
Jesus.
So Isaac Paredes left. That happened also before. But nobody is at third. Who's on third?
Who's on third?
I don't care.
That's That's nice.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, it's one of those seasons where, like, the Rays going into, and there's been a bunch of these seasons over the last 20 years where, like, you're like, how are they going to do it? They're going to win 40 games, but, like, they might find a way to win 90 games.
You know? And you look now at the top prospects,
yeah,
you don't have them there.
Yeah, you don't.
It's not like before, you had, like, five Rays in the top 20.
But they're still going to bring up this, what was this weird guy's name?
Oh, yeah, he came up and down.
Yeah, he came up. The guy, his mother was sitting in the, he's Taj Mahal.
Taj Gibson?
No, I don't remember the name. That's the thing, I don't remember the name. He was like, he came in, and after he came up and down twice, they said, no, this time he's here to stay in the rotation
for
the next month. His mother kept sitting, you know, Durham, the Durham Bulls, they're their AAA affiliate. Mm-hmm. And she kept sitting with that. She didn't bring a temper because she knew he's going to be back
there.
So it's kind of like that. And you never know who they're going to bring. They're going to bring somebody you never heard of. He's going to throw two games. He's going to win them both. And then he's going to vanish off the place of the earth.
Sounds like a song, you know?
Yeah, I wish I had one. And then again, they might just lose.
Yeah, I think they're going to finish last.
They have a bad lineup this year. Their lineup is bad.
Their problem is that they're still in the AL East. And again, it's going to be another season where number 1, 2, and 3 are in the low 90s, at least, if not the high 90s. And they're probably not going to make a high 90.
Look, it's hard for me to believe a team that last year had, like, I think the second or third worst offense in the MLB and didn't make any improvements to their lineup. It's hard for me to believe that they're going to compete with the other teams.
They benefited from people like Rosarena. They benefited from people bringing in the
They have Yandy Diaz. That's what they have.
Didn't they sign...
It's like decent.
But he's longer.
Yeah.
They have the gimmick with the Lows and the Lows and the thing. They
Brandon Lowe. Two
players. Yeah. They should have just brought Nathaniel Lowe and finished up.
Yeah.
Tough. Well, we can talk baseball apparently for 2 hours, Tom, but we need to go. Yoni, you have a good lineup for us?
You want? Yeah.
Yeah, we have
a lineup with a thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, we have a lineup with a thing, like players. This is a fun thing. Mm-hmm. He's going to tell us a lineup of a game from 98 to, well, still 2024, maybe 2025 in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to, you need to guess, you, Josh, need to guess, who are the teams, when was this game played, who were the judges, what was the weather, the score, who hit what, and
what's
won.
The thing?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Oh, what's the thing?
Yeah, you're going to know the teams. It's easy. The teams are going to be easy.
Okay, so the teams are probably Boston against the Yankees.
Let's see. No.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, let's start.
Let's spoilers.
Start. Okay, center fielder, Angel Pagan.
Okay, Angel Pagan.
Yeah.
Angel.
Yeah. Right fielder, Hunter Sense.
Like, one of the funniest names is an angel, but it's a pagan.
Yeah.
A pagan angel.
That's a good call. Oh. That's a good call.
Thank you. I think he played for us.
Hunter Pence was the right fielder.
Mm-hmm.
And Buster Posey was the catcher.
Okay.
Ah, obviously. So those are the 2011
Rangers.
Yeah,
we're talking about the Giants.
The
for
2011
sure.
Rangers? The Giants, yes.
Oh, let's see what year, yeah.
Okay. Pablo Sandoval, the Panda, was their base.
He was?
Yeah.
It's a great team.
It's amazing.
Mike Morse played left. Adam Duvall played first.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Joaquim Arias was the second baseman.
Okay, this is really, really early 2010s. So, yeah, I mean, those players are not...
Yeah.
Those players were not in those positions.
Brandon Crawford was the shortstop.
Okay.
Some kind of pinch hitters.
So already that's
names.
After 2010, I think.
Yeah, it have to be after 2010, I think. I mean, 2010, 2012. 20.
I think 2012. Like, 20, yeah, that's where I'm thinking.
I think everyone here is very young. Mm-hmm. It's relatively young.
Ryan Vogelsong was the starter.
Okay.
He was.
Yeah. Yusmeiro Petit relieved him.
Wow.
Gene Machi and Jeremy Affeldt.
See, we don't know anyone.
I don't know any of those guys.
Okay, Giants.
Okay, next team. Chris Cogleham. Cogolan was the left fielder. Javier Baez started at second. Anthony Rizzo started at first.
Okay.
It's the Cubs.
So this is a specific game, right? The lineup in a game. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Starlin Castro was the shortstop.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Chris Valaika switched him after, and Luis Valbuena came to third.
That's interesting.
Wellington Castillo was the catcher.
So we're talking, okay, now we know it's after, it's 2012 to about 2014.
Yeah.
Because 2015 is Kobe Bryant, Chris Bryant. So it's 2012 to 2014, something around that one.
Arsmendi Alcantara was the center fielder. I never heard about him.
One of their
Ryan brothers. Sweeney was the right fielder.
I just think of all of them as brothers.
Tsuyoshi Wada was the pitcher.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Relieved by Jacob Turner, Pedro Strop, and Hector Rondon.
That's like... These are the teams. Like you had a stroke and you're just uttering names.
Okay. So okay. It's the...
It's the Giants 2012, against the Cubs. Yeah,
That would be my guess. 2012.
I would meet your 2012 and raise your 2014.
2014.
Yeah, I mean it's probably 2013, but what the hell?
Yeah.
August 19,
2014. All right.
That's when the game started. Okay.
And it ended in.
And it still have not.
It still
ended
has
yet.
Not ended.
This game was protested, so.
Ooh, under protest.
During the middle of the fifth inning, the umpires and the Cubs ground crew the Cubs were up 2-0. Okay, and the Cubs ground crew were caught off guards by a sudden storm.
Okay,
for 15 to 30 minutes, you have to YouTube that. They couldn't move the turf right.
Okay,
and all the infield was ruined.
It was messed up.
Yeah. So it was only 30 minutes, and they tried for 4 hours to get it better. And after 4 hours, they couldn't get it better.
And that's the thing. You, the idea. You technically, if you can't, I mean, let's not talk Israeli, but in the MLB, if you lose, if you can't continue the game due to negligence or something like that, I mean. If you put in the tarp and it's raining for
there's nothing you can do about
3 hours,
it.
There's nothing you can do. But if due to your, and I think there was a similar thing like a couple of years ago. If your ground crew miss faults and can't and the game is ruined, it's not the same. It's I think the game might. I don't remember. There's a ruling about that.
So the officials and the Cubs decided the game was official and done.
That was in Giants.
In Chicago.
Oh, in Wrigley.
Yeah, and the Cubs were up 2-0. So the Giants protested.
Yeah.
Joe Torre was involved.
Okay.
And they decided to switch the decision. Mm-hmm. And after it's like 1 o'clock in midnight. After midnight, they finished the nothing. They went home, and the day after they decided, okay, we'll continue the game 2 days later.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why if the game is five innings, then it's an official game.
It's official game. Yeah.
But because the ground crew, it doesn't matter which.
Yeah,
because
they were at fault. Well, it does matter. I would say it does matter which, because it's their home game. It's their responsibility to take care of the field.
Two days later, August 21st, and then there was a rainout.
Oh,
they had to wait another 2 hours.
It's literally when it rains, it pours. Yeah.
Eventually, the Cubs won 2-1, so the Giants just get one more run. That's it for the other five innings.
Mm-hmm. So, did they protest that one as well?
No, that's it. That was the longest. If you add up together, it's six hours and 7 minutes or something like that. That's the longest rain delay in this millennium. They had one in 1991. It was 7 hours or something. I couldn't take this lineup because it's 1991.
Yeah.
It's not in our game. It was 6 hours at 31 minutes altogether.
Well, you can say that the break between the Autumn League and the Spring League is also a rain delay. One long rain delay.
Yeah, we're actually...
The reasons we need more baseball grounds, because if it's raining in Petah Tikva, we may go to Ra'anana or to Bet Shemesh or to...
So what we're trying to do for this next season, by the way, just so you know, is we're combining the fall and the spring season to one long season, starting in September and going through April, and we'll leave a month at the end of the season for makeup games that we weren't able to play during the winter because of weather. But I think keeping having some form of continuity throughout the season, have a 30-game season. You know, you could have a lot of games throughout the season.
I mean, we want a lot of games,
and most of winter you could play. You know, most of winter is fine.
I really appreciated like your idea that let players who were substituted come back if they were starters. Mm-hmm. We want players to play, and we also want to get on with your life. So we will cut it short here. We're almost at the 2-hour mark, and we're cutting it short. Mm-hmm. But unlike baseball, we do have a clock somewhere. And of course, first of all, I have to tell you who was the first no-hitter for the Nationals. I will go back over the names. I don't even remember. Bill Stoneman, Charlie Lee, Dennis Martinez, or Jordan Zimmerman. I only know I picked the Zimmerman.
Yeah, I took the Martinez guy.
I took B.
All right, and it's obviously A. It is A. Stoneman threw the first two. The first was a 7-0 win against the Phillies, 69. We're talking Expos. And we don't talk about the second one because it was against the Mets, but it was also 7-0. Mm. Wow, that's amazing. Two no-hitters. 69 and 72, both of them 7-0.
So the Expos have more no-hitters than the Mets. Is that what you're saying to me right now?
That's
because the Mets have one and it's not even real one. It should have been zero. That was a fair ball.
Oh,
that was a fair ball that they didn't.
So the Mets have two. One of them is the fair ball, and another one is a combined, which they did like 3 years ago.
So
they actually have zero.
The Nationals. Expos, they obviously have, I think, four because Scherzer threw two.
Scherzer threw two from the, yeah.
So they have four, I think. Yeah. Maybe even five.
Gotcha.
So they have, a lot of teams have more than. I mean, the funny thing, the Padres didn't have anything and now they have two.
Now they have two, exactly.
So it's like, okay, challenge accepted. Josh, it's amazing fun. I knew bringing you here would be a great talk. I didn't know how good it was going to be. And obviously, you have a open invitation, Yoni.
Yeah, of course.
You know the address. Just say, guys, I'm coming. Invite yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We will have you anytime, any place.
Awesome.
And once again, the season is starting next month,
March 2nd.
We will accompany it very closely, not only on YouTube, but also here on the podcast.
Amazing.
And we will try to get players and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now that I have all the numbers, we will finish this saga. ניתן למצוא אותנו באתר בייסבול פודקאסט IL או ביוטיוב, youtube.com/strudelhot. youtube.com/strudel a kosher hot dog. This Hebrew English thing is killing me. תוכלו למצוא את הפודקאסט באפל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי ובכל האפליקציות האחרות. כשאתם שמה, אנא ממכם, משוב, לייק, חמישה כוכבים, כל הדברים האלה. By the way, Josh, how is your relationship with Mr. Chaim Katz?
With good relationship. I haven't spoken to him in a few months. But,
which is why it's a good relationship.
Can't complain.
Yeah, he's also our executive producer.
Oh, amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. And
neither did he.
You did. Maybe you didn't know, but I know him since he was a very young soldier in the Israeli army.
Oh,
למעשה, אני אספתי אותו אחרי הצו הראשון מהבקום.
והוא
כיתר לי שבכלל לא, שאמרו לו שהוא לא ילך לקורס טייס או סיירת או זה. למה? כי יש לו עיוורון צבאי. מה אכפת לצבא שיש לו עיוורון צבאי? מה פתאום מפלים אנשים? ססה, יש לך סגול.
חמוד מאוד.
אוקיי, סורי. ניתן להמשיך את הדיון בפייסבוק או באתר המאזרשים שלנו, hoops.co.il, ובייסבול ישראלי ישודר כל שלישי וחמישי, משעה 8 בערב, בערוץ היוטיוב של איגוד הבייסבול, youtube.com/strudelisraelbaseball. יוני, משהו לא, מה לפני שסורי?
טוב בשבט שמח לכולם.
זה אתמול,
ולנטיינס, והבת הגדולה שלי נולדה בט"ו בשבט, גל.
וואו, זה היא נקראת ככה.
היא נקראת, אתה רוצה? נפתח
כאילו.
זה בדקה אני פה.
לא נקראת שיח?
לא, יש לה מזל, טוב, בוא.
יש לה מגל.
כן.
Josh, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. This was a lot of fun. Yeah, really enjoyed this conversation. And I'm looking forward to everything, you know, in the future with you guys, whether it be have to do with the league, the podcast, and
We're here.
And ותודה לכם, אנשים יקרים, על ההזנה לאי כושר הודוג עם יוני לברי וארז שץ ובייסבול טוב ישראל.
יאללה ביי.
Yeah.
You know Seinfeld?
Of course.
So there's this thing about George hitting home runs and telling Jeter and Bernie Williams, listen to me and you start winning games. And he said, we just won the World Series like that in six games.
And then they went up and won and swept the next two seasons.
It's true. Means they listened.
Yeah, they listened to George.
They listened.
And the pitcher they got.
They got Alex Faedo.
No, nothing.
Joe Boyle?
No.
That's it.
They didn't sign a pitcher?
That's the names.
Ken. You know, Yoni always bringing something like, this guy died and that throws me for a loop. Now you brought the happy feeling and threw me for a loop. I should actually say, please don't say anything.